Now, here's what I want you to know. You ready for this? You need to pay attention to me, okay? There is someone in this room, or perhaps more than someone in this room, today, right now, who has not settled things with Jesus Christ. I know you are here. The Holy Spirit knows you are here. God has made it clear to me that you are here, but he has not told me who you are. So you can hide from me, but you can't hide from him. I know that I am supposed to turn the heat up on the stove this morning, and believe me, by the end of this sermon, we're going to have fire. And I am charged to speak directly to the ones or the one who is present in this room today who has not settled things with Jesus Christ. So be on guard. The Holy Spirit and the pastor are after you today. Now, I also know that some, actually most of us who are gathered in this room today have settled things with Jesus Christ. And if you have settled things with Jesus Christ, you know that you have settled things with Jesus Christ. You understand that if you were to die today, you would be ushered into heaven, and you know exactly how that is going to happen. Simple fact is that this sermon is not for those people in this room who have already settled things with Jesus Christ. So those of you, most of you in fact, might well be asking why it is important for you to hear this sermon today. And I'm going to tell you up front, it's not. If you've already settled things for Jesus Christ, there's really nothing in this message for you at all. So what I'm going to do is give the rest of you an assignment. If you already know in your heart that you have settled things with a master, then right now you need to start praying. And there are two things that you need to pray for during this sermon. The first one is me. Okay? Because I have been given an important charge. God wants me to speak to people who have not settled things with him because he loves them and he wants to bring them in. And I don't know that I am adequate to the task. In fact, I'll tell you that all kinds of stuff go on in my head constantly that try to pull me away from the task that God has given me to do. So you need to pray really hard for the preacher that his words are going to be on target and that the Holy Spirit will be able to reach those people who need to be reached today. That's the second charge. I don't know who they are. You don't know who they are. We're not supposed to know who they are. But right now, you need to pray that the Holy Spirit is going to start buzzing around the heads of those people who do have not settled things with Jesus in their hearts. You need to be praying that the Holy Spirit is going to be so loud in their ears that they won't hear a word I say. They'll just hear the message, the compelling message of the Holy Spirit. Now, I hope you're catching this. We are praying for the eternal salvation of people who will go to hell if they do not settle things with Jesus Christ. This is a significant moment. In fact, the stuff we're talking about today makes everything else that goes on in the life of the church and everything else that goes on in our private lives pale by comparison, because the Holy Spirit is handing us the opportunity to bring some lost soul home to the Father. Now, I hope you're getting my intensity today. I hope you're feeling it. Okay? Because it's important. Got it? Now, let me ask all of you one very important question. You ready? Here it comes. One very important question. I want you to think about your answer to this question seriously. For as I have already said, your eternal destiny depends upon how you answer this question. You ready now? Here it comes. If you were to die today and you were to stand before God at the judgment and he were to ask you, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? Now, those of you who have settled this matter know the answer to that question. You know beyond any shadow of doubt what you should say if any person or if even God himself were to ask you that question. You know why you should be allowed into heaven. You know what to say. Now, listen to me. Listen really closely now. If you're sitting there right now in your seat and you're saying to yourself, honestly, I don't think I know. You don't know. And if you don't know, the Holy Spirit is going to get all over you now. Because this sermon is for you. If you cannot tell with absolute certainty how you will get into heaven, you have not settled the matter with Jesus. And if you died today, you would not be admitted to heaven. Now, on the day about which Chuck read to you, Jesus was teaching an exceptionally large crowd of people. The scripture clearly indicates that this was an abnormally large crowd. Thousands of people had gathered to hear Jesus preach that day. He started speaking first to those closest to him, his disciples. But as he spoke, his voice raised. He began projecting his voice to the crowd. And Jesus said to them, watch out for the hypocrites. Now, that was last week's sermon. Okay? You need that one? Buy it. Blue cards, back table. Give it to Lois. She'll make sure you get a tape of it and you can hear it. But there are lots of hypocrites who are pretending they know the answer to that all-important question. Some of them right here in this room today. Some of them have been walking around the church their whole life, but down deep inside, they don't know the answer to the important question. And if you're one of them, you need to pay attention. And if you're not one of them, don't you listen to anybody who says, well, you can't be sure if you're saved. Okay, don't you dare listen to anybody who says, well, God loves the whole world. He'll let everybody into heaven. Because those people are hypocrites. And you need to be on guard against such. And then Jesus said, everything will be revealed in its time. See, neither hypocrisy nor deceit are the big issues of life. To be real honest with you, God has all of that under control, and you don't need to worry about it. He'll take care of it. In its time, all of the stuff which perplexes us about our brothers and sisters will become clear. So relax. Chase all that nonsense out of your head and listen to the Holy Spirit, because he's talking to you today. And then he said, fear, the word means respect, God. And he's real clear why. Because when you die, God is the one who has the power to cast you into hell. He is the one you need to fear and you need to respect. So when God speaks to you from his word, don't you dare sit there smugly and not listen. Don't you think you are free to violate what he says. Fear God. Because when it all ends, you will stand before him as your final judge, not before me, not before any man, before God. And he has the power to cast you into hell. And remember, as you fear him, that God loves and values you. God has not forgotten the sparrows. We watched them flying over the church as we were standing out there this morning. We could hear the swish of their wings. The scripture says he knows every one of them, that not one of them falls to earth without him knowing it. He values sparrows because he made them. And then it tells us that we are more valuable to him than the sparrows. The Bible says that God loves us so much that he knows every individual hair on your head and knows it apart from every other hair on your head. He can look at a hair that fell off your head and said, this is hair number 6. It's where it belonged. Okay? We read that passage and we think it means he knows the number of hairs we have on our head. And some of us are saying, don't have to worry about that, I got none. But that's not what the text says. It says he knows each hair by number. Think of it. How well he knows you. And even though he knows you that well, guess what? He loves you so much that even though you are not worthy of it, he told you in his word exactly how to get to heaven. So that when you die, you are not cast into hell, but are freely welcomed into the kingdom of God. He loves you that much. So here's the secret, the answer to the question. The Bible says that if you want to go to heaven, if you want to get into God's kingdom, you must. No other way. You must acknowledge Jesus as your Savior and Lord. You know what bothers me about it? It's too simple. If he said you had to pay $1,000, we'd save up and pay $1,000. Okay? If he said you had to do all this stuff, you had to, you know, walk 100 miles on your knees, we'd do that. He says, all you got to do is acknowledge Jesus, and we say, I don't think so. I'm going to find a better way. It's so simple. To get into heaven, all you have to do is stand up and say, I have decided to follow Jesus. You got it. Jesus is the way to the Father. You know what it means when it says it's the way? There ain't no other. You can't find another way. There is no other way. If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, the only way you can accomplish the goal is to acknowledge Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Now, let me be really honest. It means you can't be good enough. Oh, some of us are trying so hard to convince everybody else that we are good. Ain't going to work. He knows the hairs on your head. You think he doesn't know about your fake goodness, hypocrite? You can't be rich enough. There ain't nothing you got that God needs. Want to know the truth? He gave it to you in the first place. That's where it came from. It means that your mother, your father, not even your great Aunt Lucy, has enough clout to get you into heaven. Can't do it. Can't. The only way to enter heaven is by naming Jesus your Savior and Lord. In the passage read to you from the Bible today, Jesus says that if you will own him, that is, if you will acknowledge him before men, then he will stand up in God's kingdom and own you before all the angels in heaven. He'll do it. The answer to the question is Jesus. I am trusting Jesus and Jesus alone to take me there. Now, friends, this is the very heart of the Bible's message. It is the very thing that every word in the Bible was written to be proclaim. There is no other way. Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life. If you would come to the Father, there is no other way to get there except by naming Jesus your Savior and Lord. Now, on that day about which the Bible speaks, Jesus made all this clear. He said, you can repeatedly reject me, meaning him. You can say all manner of evil things against him. And still, having done all that, you can get into heaven because the door of salvation is fully open to you. But if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, you will not be forgiven. The words of Christ. And the church has argued about what that means ever since Jesus said it. The Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit of God comes among people and explains to us the truth. He leads us into truth. Right now, right here, at this very moment in time, the Holy Spirit is present, moving among us, whispering strongly in the ears of those who need to hear, because God's holy people have been begging him to move on the lost in this moment. He's moving. And if you reject the message of the Holy Spirit today, if you will not listen to the pleading of the Holy Spirit in your ears right now, if you at this moment do not take Jesus as your Savior, you have blasphemed against the Holy Spirit, and if you die, you will go to hell. Right now, the Holy Spirit is buzzing around people who don't know what I'm talking about. To settle the matter, he's buzzing around you. He's telling you the truth. He's whispering in your ear. He's calling out to you. He is beseeching you to hear the word of the Bible and to believe Jesus. To believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and the only way into heaven. And if you refuse to do that, you are rejecting the message of the Holy Spirit. You are blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, literally calling the Holy Spirit a liar because you will not accept his witness. So by refusing to accept the call of the Spirit to name Jesus as your Savior, you condemn yourself to the fire of hell. And when you stand before God, having rejected the Holy Spirit throughout your entire lifetime, you will find the gates of heaven shut. And before you, nothing but the fires of hell. I know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to someone in this room today. He is calling you right now to accept Jesus, to name Jesus as your Savior, and to declare him to be the Lord of your life. If you do, if you will just plead the blood of Jesus, proclaiming that you know in your heart that he alone died to save you, then when you are standing before God in judgment, those great pearly gates will swing open. And you will see Jesus standing before all the host of heaven as they begin to sing. God himself will wrap you in his arms and welcome you home. I plead with you. Almost in tears, I plead with you. Surrender to Jesus today. Now, I promised you fire, and here it comes. Peter did this yesterday, and it impacted my soul because I knew I was preaching this today, and most of you were not there, and I'm going to show it to you. Some of you kids saw it. It's impressive. Right here is Peter's friend. Anybody remember his name? Hank. This is Hank. And Hank came here today not a Christian. Didn't know what you have heard. But now Hank has heard it. And what he wants above everything else is to be welcomed into heaven. He wants to acknowledge Jesus as his Savior. He wants people everywhere to know that he is trusting Jesus to take him to heaven. So Hank wants to be baptized. That's what baptism is. A way, listen to me, of declaring to the world, I have decided to follow Jesus. And when Hank comes out of the baptistry, he's wet. And on his way home from church today, he died. And he faced the fires of hell. Look, watch what happens. The fires of hell blazed around him. But folks, Hank was not hurt because he pled the blood of Jesus Christ. And if today you settle things for Jesus right in the place where you are, if you say, Jesus, you are my Lord, I plead your blood, when you face the fire of hell, it will not harm you. The blood of Jesus will save you. Amen.